producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
My job. I am the host of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here I am with my tie, white shirt, buttoned down, ready to go.
Why do you look so nice today?
I'm really raring to go there, Jen. Jennifer Horn, looking and sounding nice as usual with her fan club.
I have my sequins on.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet they look very attractive.
Yeah,
yes. Here's, let's see, who is this fellow that sent you? Alexis Texner, a loyal Texas listener, has said that Jennifer is the cat's meow. It's always good to hear you in the morning alongside with Doug. You bring a certain air and attractiveness to the program when I listen. It seems that you know how to make the perfect joke when Doug starts to get irate or starts to go off track with his rants. Kind of keeps everything balanced and well-oiled. That's something a Texas guy would know, something about oil, right?
That's right. Hey.
You're smart, you're beautiful,
yeah.
And you're mine. And you're really funny. Okay, so it's nice to have those things come
very
along.
Very, very nice. That makes my day, because it's not just you're funny, you're smart, you're pretty. I mean, it's like everything.
Yeah.
Hit on all points. Thank you, sir.
Thanks to listener Ken Kessler for sending that along to us.
That's right. It's my mom.
Nice to meet you.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
The talk topics of the week highlighted in our poll today at DougSteffen.com, which normally is listed every weekend. Gun control comes in at number one. The Carol, would you see if you can find that Bill O'Reilly cut? The focus on people who are not in favor of letting everybody have as many guns as they want. Wouldn't you know it? Some of those damn conservatives over at Fox, like Bill O'Reilly, are agreeing with the president on this. So let's get to the bottom line. There was a town hall meeting where the president made his case for gun control. And this is after, what, was it Wednesday or Tuesday when he delivered his speech outlining
Tuesday, mm-hmm.
Tuesday, right, executive actions. So we have that national focus. And then here in California, judges are now allowed to temporarily take guns away from people who are considered dangerous. Listen to this. I'm thinking Jennifer and I may not agree on this, but let's figure it out. The gun violence restraining order went into effect the first of this month, signed by Governor Brown, inspired by the massacre near the University of California last year. The college, remember this
college Santa Barbara student? Shooter.
Right, yeah. Okay, so what does this call for and what does it mean? Near as I can tell, what it really does is focus on background checks, which I think most reasonable people feel are in order no matter where you buy your guns.
And you have to do that. You submit to one anyway.
Yeah.
Those are in place
if
already.
You're buying them, yes, it's a law that's in effect. It needs to be applied everywhere, and I think that's the point here. We don't need a new law. We don't need a new executive action. We need to enforce the laws that are there and have them uniform and across the board enforced properly. So just for the heck of it, for giggles and laughs, let's listen to Bill O'Reilly's take on this.
On the other side, the NRA and the gun owners should be reasonable. The FBI should background check anyone buying a firearm in America. That just makes sense. If you are paranoid and believe the government is stockpiling information so they can come to your house and take your guns, that's your problem. But But the government has an obligation to enhance public safety. And that brings us back to harshly punishing people who violate the law with guns. Registration is not going to solve the gun murder problem. Zero tolerance toward gun crime might.
Think about it. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or Kenny at DougStephan.com, because Jennifer's here, Ken is here, Doug is here, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm going to guess that there's a pretty strong, solid focus on this with some of our Facebook friends. Is that true, Kenny?
Not yet. I'm just posting something about it now.
All right. So what is it that you do think is the appropriate approach to this? So, Jennifer, you're a local radio program here in Southern California. There has to have been a conversation about this off and on during the course of the week, yes?
Sure. Yeah, and? Of course. I can tell you what I think here. I think, obviously, background checks are important, and they are key to gun and responsible gun ownership. That being said, there's nothing new here. Background checks are already on the books, and many of the items that President Obama has talked about this week are already on the books. They're not breaking news. These are things that are already there, already in place. And we just need to enforce them. And somehow we don't enforce them, and we've become very soft. I love Bill O'Reilly's idea of zero tolerance on gun crime. That should be something, because the punishment does sometimes deter people. We have to deal with the criminals that are pulling the triggers on those guns. It is not the guns that go off in someone's drawer. It's someone that pulls them and has a will to do so and to cause harm to people. What I don't like, and I'm supportive of the president doing the town hall last night, because that's what he should be doing. He has to gain support for his policies so that the people of the country start influencing their Congress people, their representatives. Because what's not okay in my book is that President Obama go and just do executive orders on things that he couldn't get past Congress. And what I'm speaking about specifically is what he was talking about last night, this gun show loophole, which it's sort of the wrong way to call it that, because what that means is if you want to give more than two guns to your son or to your cousin or to your friend, if you want to give more than two guns to someone, you have to apply to become a gun dealer. And that's not okay in my book. That came before Congress three times, Doug, and all three times Congress voted it down.
That's just me. I'm not going to disagree with that.
And just because Congress votes it down doesn't mean you can cry and say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. That's not how this country works. It is completely illegal. And so what you need to do is you need to do something like a town hall to garner support for what you want to do, and you need to do it through the right channels. You can't just pass stuff through. It's not okay.
All right. So during this meeting, he was confronted by a rape survivor who said that the actions were making it harder for her to keep her family safe. The president then called the notion that he's trying to take people's guns away a conspiracy. And so then the NRA becomes the issue, and the gun rights people become the issue, and the quacks become an issue, and so we lose the real focus. These people who are the gun control advocates, who raise hundreds of millions of dollars a year for their cause, they manage to do, it's like Olivia Pope, you know the show Scandal?
Scandal. Mm-hmm.
She's brilliant in the show at taking control of the issue and twisting it or turning it or whatever to get the outcome she wants. And that's what the news media does. So they're both doing the same thing. Obama's twisting it and turning it, and the news media is twisting it and turning it. And the advocates for gun, for laissez-faire gun ownership rules, the NRA being the largest, they also are twisting it. It's all twisted and turned. And so the problem isn't solved. And by the way, most of the people who are Kara's age, I'm going to speak for her, but she can speak for herself if she wants to. The people who are in that 18 to 34-year age bracket want what the president has said to take place. So the people who are trying to get the vote, Mr. Trump, for example, or Bernie Sanders or whomever, but in this case, Trump on the Republican side, you want that vote, you better come around to having a more clear position on this, and it ought to include, or better include, if you want to win, the consistent application of the law that's in effect so that nobody can get a gun through some kind of loophole. And that's
well, I just think it's, you know, for me, it's more important. And we should bring Kara in to chat about this, and she probably will agree with you. But on a whole, I think millennials are very supportive of Donald Trump because they are sick of the government overreach into their life.
I don't know if I would agree with that, but
I would. I've seen the numbers. I mean, the way that he's reaching people is he's like, you know, look, this is not okay. You can't just pass things because it's something you want to do. I mean, we have a system of laws in this country for a reason. I don't know. I mean, I think that might be a greater issue than even the gun control issue.
You don't think that Donald Trump would just pass something because that's what he wants? That's the whole idea that I get from Donald Trump is he wants this and he wants that.
Well, there's not any difference between that and what Obama did with health care. How's that any different?
Here's the idea. I think if Donald Trump wanted to build a wall to keep out whoever he wants to keep out, he would have to take it to Congress to get Congress to approve that wall. And it would be on him to sell that idea to the American people and tell them why it would be a good one. Hmm. There's no way that Donald Trump would just walk in and start building a wall brick by brick. It wouldn't happen.
One of the things that people sort of overlook. Okay, Obama's going to change this, and okay, Trump's going to change that. Well, George Bush convinced everybody that we needed to go to Iraq. It was the most damnable, horrible move that we could have made, and so wrong. He convinced him. And the same thing is true with Obama. He convinced everybody we needed to have this stupid health care bill, which isn't even a health care bill to begin with. And so, is Trump capable of persuading people to do what he wants? I think you get one, each president gets one of these.
And it better go right, or you're in trouble.
But they both gone wrong. Bush went wrong with Iraq, and Obama went wrong with health care.
And now nobody trusts the government.
All right, so, Kara, what else were you saying? Excuse me for, I may have interrupted you.
Oh, I don't think I was saying anything else, but I do think that a lot of people my age, and obviously I don't want to speak for everyone my age, and I kind of hate the term millennial, but I'll let you continue using
that's
it.
That's a radio
really
term. That's a handy radio term.
I don't know. I think that when you've grown up in an age where there are mass shootings all of the time, I mean, kind of starting with Columbine, which is when I was, you know, really
kid,
young. And,
little kid, yeah.
And continuing to today, I think you get to the point where you just desperately want to see something happen to make a change.
Fix the problem. And that's not what's happening. Okay, that's a very... I think that's a cool observation, frankly. 19 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Friday.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. Help me keep feeling my best. I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
What What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour. Okay, it's fun time.
Thank
I guess
goodness.
It depends on how you define fun, Jennifer. This is the place where we bring some of the monologuists in, see if they had some fun, quips and quotes from daytime talk radio programs that are amusing and or poignant. Let's start, as we usually do, with Conan O'Brien, who's got a little fun with Donald Trump on his mind.
Donald Trump is now accusing Ted Cruz of having a Canadian passport. That's what he's doing. Yeah. Cruz said he doesn't have a Canadian passport, but like everyone else, he'll get one the minute Donald Trump becomes president.
So, remember when, who was it that said, I'm going to Canada as soon as George Bush gets elected?
Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin. Yeah. And Barbara Streisand joined it, I think,
right.
In that, too.
And guess what? They're still here.
They didn't go, darn it.
No.
Come on.
Stephen Colbert joking also about Donald Trump.
The big story all over the place is that Donald Trump is questioning whether his opponent Ted Cruz is actually a U.S. citizen. Because, see, back in 1970, Cruz was born to a Canadian-Cuban father, an American mother. Cruz has dismissed these questions, saying that any child born abroad to an American citizen is an American citizen. In fact, Cruz has even mocked the ridiculousness, the extremity of Trump's allegations by posting this video on Twitter of Fonzie from Happy Days jumping the shark, which I say proves Cruz is an American, because if he were a Canadian, he would have released a video of Celine Dion jumping a Tim Hortons.
This is where, this is where the genius of Donald Trump comes in, because how many people have talked about Ted Cruz's birth certificate when all Donald Trump said is, hey, I don't know, you know, people are going to question him. People are talking about this. I'm not saying anything. I don't know if it's true. But everybody's like, well, Donald Trump's attacking Ted Cruz. No, it didn't sound like an attack, but man, he can get people to talk about what he wants to.
The twisting and turning things around. All right, so
and
let's
Trump
see.
Trump playing the violin strings on
this. Seth Meyers joking about what Vice President Joe Biden said this week that he
Vice President Joe Biden in a new interview said that he wakes up every day regretting that he didn't enter the 2016 race. And every day Hillary Clinton holds the rag over his nose and he goes back to sleep.
Maybe having to hold a rag over Bernie Sanders' nose pretty soon.
Maybe.
Okay. Ellen DeGeneres yesterday joking about getting the People's Choice Humanitarian Award.
Winning the award gave me an idea. If I'm going to be considered a good humanitarian, I thought I should give some tips to help other people be good humanitarian human beings as well. Number one, if someone has food in their teeth, tell them. Don't wait for someone else to tell them and then be like, oh, I didn't see it. I thought you had a dead tooth. Number two, don't text, I'm on my way. We all know I'm on my way means you just woke up. Almost there means you just put on pants. Stuck in traffic means you're pulling out of your driveway. No one's falling for your tricks anymore. Number three, when you're at the airport baggage claim, stand at least 4 feet back. Leaning over and blocking everybody else doesn't make your bag come out any faster. While we're talking about air travel, under no circumstances should you ever take your shoes off on an airplane.
Smell-y. Yes.
Yep.
All right, here's Wendy Williams answering an audience member's question about whether to let a friend stay with her and her boyfriend.
My girlfriend, she's currently unemployed, and she was evicted from her apartment. However, she asked me if she could stay with me and my boyfriend. She's kind of known to be very flirtatious. I work overnight, and I don't know if I necessarily trust her to come stay with us.
I don't trust her at all. So now where's she going
to
live?
Well, I don't know, but I have to tell her. You know, she can't come stay with us, I guess.
She can't even come for one night.
No.
Well, what happens sometimes when people get desperate for a place to stay? They come for one night, and then they get belligerent with you and don't want to leave.
Right.
I wouldn't give her an ounce of stayation.
Right. Okay.
Losing even some weight helps reverse this particular condition. Let's find out about it from Dr. Chambers on call.
In the news, fatty liver is reversible with weight loss. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Just in time after a month of overeating, and dare I say it, gluttony, is this news. A prospective study shows weight loss reverses fatty liver. Remember, untreated fatty liver leads to liver failure. Here's the thing. Up to now, we clinicians assumed weight loss reversed fatty liver, but now we have the gold standard in research saying weight loss works. DCOC advice, even losing as little as 3% of your body weight, that's only 6 pounds for a 200-pound man, and you see big changes for the good in your fatty liver. If you go the full hog, pun intended, and lose 10% of your body weight, that's 20 pounds for a 200-pound man, you can improve even severe symptoms like liver inflammation. What are you waiting for? It's 2016. New year, new you. Get going. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
January the 8th. A week ago today was January 1st. And a week from today will be January 15th. How about that for being able to figure things out, Jennifer? Jennifer Horn is here.
Thank you for that, Jackie.
Kester, Kara Schillen on the Good Day program. Have Van Morrison tickets for next Friday night. But I don't have any doo-wop tickets for Saturday.
Oh, I know you were all excited. You're going to go see doo-wop. I thought you had purchased the tickets already.
No, didn't get close enough.
I still wasn't able to find the show you were looking to go to.
Really?
Well, I would offer you my services next Friday, but I have an event that I have to appear at. So,
of course. And then you can invite me to go to that with you.
You could. It's the movie, by the way. You actually might like this one.
What movie?
13 Hours.
Really? That's the Benghazi movie.
That is.
Yeah. I was invited to the premiere of it in Dallas next Tuesday night, but decided not to go because it's just to go to Dallas to see what I can see here.
That's right. It seems a little excessive, but, you know, hey, free movie's a free movie.
But I would tell you, and I would invite everybody who's listening to the program to go see that Benghazi movie. Those of you who like Hillary Clinton, who don't like Hillary Clinton, but if you like me, and if you like me, you have to like my son. You don't have to, but my son's very likable. He's working on a script that follows the Benghazi movie, and they won't green light the script unless everybody goes to see the Benghazi movie. So go see the Benghazi movie.
Make it a big hit.
And that's it, right. Can do the next one. Speaking of the Benghazi, this whole business about what happened there or what happens in these circumstances, how is we get ourselves so wrapped up in this sort of thing, and we kind of, because of the political influences of who is on what side, we tend to lose sight of what actually happened, what went on there. And maybe that's true of a lot of different things. For example, I don't think we really have the straight story on what's gone on this week in Oregon, what's going on in Oregon. There does seem to be, however, a smartness to the sheriff. The sheriff, his name is David Ward, and Mr. Bundy met on neutral ground yesterday to try to hash out a peaceful end to that standoff at the wildlife refuge, the federal refuge After shaking hands with the Sheriff, Bundy and his followers said, I'm staying, we're staying, we're not leaving. And so I'm at this point in time wondering what they really expect to accomplish, because there seems to have been reasonableness. Everybody gets the point. So why are you staying there would be my question. Am I missing something here? What is the point?
They were talking about staying for years. I mean, I think the winter is what got them, bringing them to the table, because it's cold. And, you know, I'm sure that's got to be a factor in all of this.
Well, but again, one wonders why. What's being accomplished now? Anything?
You know, here's the bummer about all of this. I think because it's so convoluted and because I think so many people have jumped in to make it something political, that instead of actually getting the message out about why this is wrong, and, you know, the government penalty for this is crazy, this 5-year penalty is cruel and unusual,
nonsense,
like the judge thought.
Right.
Instead of talking about that, I think people are jumping in, making jokes and calling them rednecks on one side. And then I think on the other side,
that's
people
ignorance.
Are going, rah, 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 I hate the government. And so you don't have any, I don't even know if the message has been successfully squeezed out of what's going on in Oregon.
Hmm.
Well, plus you've got that most of these guys are not from Oregon, and the people who are in this community want them out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
why?
They were asking people
so
to come in
any message
fight.
Is getting lost.
Why do people want them out? What are the people in the town? It's not in town. What are the people in that town care? Why should they care? What's the big deal? What are they, who cares?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 2 hours from like a big enough town that it would be, you know, sizable, actually.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of hooey.
Out in the boondocks.
And those of you who are listening to us in Tucson, Arizona, on the FM station there, at 10:10 your time today, thousands of bells are going to ring across Tucson to mark the 5-year anniversary of the shooting that wounded Congresswoman Giffords. Remember that? That was 5 years ago.
I remember it was a Sunday, and I remember being home. It was one of those events for me where you remember where you were when you heard what was going on.
So what do you think? I would care if we get somebody who wants to be on with us for a minute or two. 888-302-3684. If you're listening in Tucson, what has it... this week has been more attention leading up to today. What do you know about Ms. Giffords? How's she doing? Her husband was an astronaut. How's he doing? There's an op-ed piece in USA Today asking Congress and the President to work to curb gun violence. So this is a circle back around the discussion that we were having earlier about gun control, what the President's doing, what needs to be done. These people, along with the Press Secretary Brady, remember, there was a bill that was passed called the Brady Bill that dealt with handguns and controlling handguns, because he was shot in the head and was never able to work again. He was in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. He died, I think, last year or the year before. But we get emotional about some of these events that we all can identify with. We think to ourselves, well, what would have happened if that had been me? And that's I think that's what we look at with the focus on Ms. Giffords. 6 people were killed that day by this nutbird. And that's always where it is. And to this point, I don't see there's any difference really in how we handle guns. The President is trying to change that, but awkwardly and not in a way that makes
and
a whole lot of sense.
Is what he's proposing would it have stopped the Gabby Giffords shooting? And the answer is no, it would not.
What would have?
It's a great question.
Well, let's get an answer.
I think a lot of it has to go with the penalty phase, and I think a lot of it has to go with the way I think they do.
You think that people, before they murder somebody, actually think, well, I better not murder this person because I'll go to jail for the rest of my life. That's nuts.
There's a really specific example I can give you in California. We used to have a 3-strikes law in place, and as soon as that law was lifted a few years ago, crime rates have skyrocketed in California. Now, you can try to argue it's a coincidence, but I can't. Right, so, I mean, I think I think it's meaningful. Now, this guy was mentally ill. He was a nut. And again, this is something we have to deal with, and we don't in our country, is what's in people's head.
All right, while we're in this discussion, 2020 News Quiz question, who's Oscar Ray Bolin? Oscar Ray Bolin. Who is he? You got about 60 seconds to figure it out. And if you don't figure it out, I'll tell you who he is.
He must be bad because he has three names.
Oscar Ray Bowling. Isn't it interesting?
Is that right?
Yeah, he is a baddie. That's true. He is a baddie. Oscar Ray Bowling. Who is he? And why would we be talking about him today? Speaking of who we're talking about, my pal Uri Geller will join us in a moment as well here on Good Day. It's 41 past the hour.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the largest consumer technology show in the world. Tech expert Andrea Smith gives us a first look at the big show. Andrea, what's new at CES this year?
Oh, so many things new this year. Lenovo's Idea Center 610S takes the home PC to the next level by turning it into a movie projector. It's the first compact home PC with an optional removable wireless projector that turns any wall into a 100-inch home theater. The iRobot Roomba 980 vacuum cleaner can navigate and clean an entire level of the house, recharge, and resume the job. This is iRobot's first cloud-connected Roomba, so you can control it through an app. The Canon Maxify MB5320 is a wireless all-in-one printer that lets you print, scan, and fax from your small business, print crisp, clear text wirelessly right from your smart device. It has four separate ink tanks, so you only need to replace one color at a time. Here's an industry first. LG's Twin Wash with Sidekick Pedestal Washer lets you run two separate loads of wash at the same time. It has a front-loading washer compartment and also the Sidekick, a second unit designed for those smaller loads. Wash one load of hot and one load of cold. The thermos-connected hydration bottle with smart lid helps you keep track of the amount of water you drink. It's a 24-ounce water bottle with a sensor tube that sends real-time info wirelessly to the thermos smart lid app. It even sends you reminders.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're two for $4, but could you say that word again?
Crisp sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say crisp sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two crisp sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
44 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right. To quickly answer the question before we get to Uri, the death of Oscar Ray Bowling reported last night was about 10 o'clock, I think, Kenny, wasn't he? Executed.
Yep.
This is the first execution of the year.
Oh, it took place
in, yeah, right, in Florida. This fellow is a serial killer. He stabbed three young women in the 80s. So from the 80s, this is a 30-year deal.
Yeah, sitting there
forever. He's been on death row for 30 years. I want to bring Uri into a conversation here because I want to culturally know how these sorts of things are handled elsewhere. Uri Geller, who is on this program every week at this time, has moved back to his native Israel where there's a wild and woolly storm. I was just looking at the video that you sent me, Uri, of this storm that's blowing through there right now. I don't remember. I've been to Israel four times. I don't remember seeing anything except the sun when I was there. This is a really wicked storm blowing around all kinds of stuff over there. How are you faring?
Yeah, we are watching the storm pass by. It's only a one-day event, but there are palm trees, very tall palm trees next to our apartment, and they're swaying like crazy, and I'm looking down at the Mediterranean, and it has been reported that there were 8-meter-high waves. Now, believe it or not, I look through my very powerful Nikon telescope, and I can see little dots in the water, and guess what they are? These are surfers who are waiting for these 8-meter waves. I just don't understand how they don't get dragged into the middle of the sea and drown. I mean, you must have, you know, a mighty big courage to be out in the middle of the Mediterranean with such a storm going around. I've never asked you this, Doug. Did you ever surf? Did you ever witness big, huge waves, let's say in Hawaii, while you were there?
Well, I have seen, but I have not surfed. I have seen them, these waves, in person. You see lots of reports of them. There's a movie out now, I bet it's not made it to Israel yet, called Point Blank, which is a remake of a surfer sort of movie in the 80s that Patrick Swayze was in, although it's not just about surfing, but the waves they encounter as they do surf are huge. And you wonder how people, A, survive in these circumstances where they really want to challenge themselves, and B, why the heck they want to do it in the first place, because they're pretty damn dangerous when you look at it. The psychology, this brings us around to you, because as the world's foremost mentalist, that's actually a great idea to try to understand. What do you think goes on in the mind of somebody who thinks that they can overcome nature like that?
Well, you know, Doug, there are certain professions out there that are daring professions, and those who engage in them, whether they're fighter pilots or astronauts, surfers, these jumpers that get off cliffs, I don't know what they're called. You just wear one parachute on you, and you jump off these huge cliffs. So the danger factor is an interesting whole conversation, probably another time, but these people can manage mentally to diminish totally the scaring factor, the fear factor. They eradicate that totally out of their minds. Therefore, when you jump off with a parachute from the tallest building in the world, you have no fear. Mm-hmm. I think the excitement overpowers the fear. You want to do it. It's a challenge. Some people go do crazy things as challenges. And sometimes we, as the ordinary, you know, folks, we just look around and look at them and admire them and say, wow, how on earth did they do that? That reminds me, Doug, when I was a paratrooper, my first jump out of an airplane, I wasn't scared at all because I didn't know what's going to happen. But the second one was really scary. The third one, I froze in the door of the plane, and they had to kick me out into the void.
So, good Lord.
But Doug, you know, going back to what you started with, the death penalty, mm-hmm. I personally, I'm against the death penalty. There is no death penalty in Israel. The last person to be executed here was Adolf Eichmann, who killed millions of Jews in the, you know, extermination camps.
Right, World War II.
In Auschwitz.
Yeah.
And, he was put to death. But otherwise, what do you think about the death penalty?
I don't think it works. I don't think it's a deterrent. I think it's vengeance. And in some cases, rare cases, it's appropriate where some heinous crime is done. I just think you send the person away the way he did in whoever it was, or she did in whoever it was. But in general, if you're going to try to use it or try to argue that it's a deterrent, that's nonsense. And the best example is what I just said. This guy was on death row for 30 years.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, it's ridiculous. Now, all right, let me bring one more thing in. It's sort of a hot button here in America. I don't remember ever seeing, when I was in Israel, anybody with a gun. And I don't even know whether you own a gun. You and I have never had that conversation. If we had, I don't remember it. Do you have a gun?
Yeah, well, things change, Doug, drastically. When you have 3 stabbings a day, and when you have shooting in the main street of Tel Aviv, in Dizengoff, murders being committed by terrorists, they are telling you now to arm yourself.
Really?
Because that terrorist that shot 2 people to death and injured another 4 seriously, mm-hmm. started running down Dizengoff Street. Now, Dizengoff Street is like 5th Avenue in
Yep, I remember. I walked down it. Yep, there was lots of great stores and shops on a couple of different levels, actually.
If some of those people in the bar or in the coffee shops had guns, that terrorist would have been shot. He's gone. They can't find him. In Jerusalem, more people carry guns.
So do you have one?
I'm going to get one.
You are.
I was very much against...
I remember you being against it.
Yeah. But because I do a lot of volunteer shows, for soldiers deep inside Israel, I better have one.
Interesting how the thought pattern of the world is changing when it comes to this sort of thing. All right, Uri, thank you for that insight. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and Kenny and I have a focus on a lot of technology news from this past week. Probably the foremost thing on people's minds when it comes to technology are all these new tech products that are on display at CES in Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, 20,000 of these products. The exhibit hall is the size of 50 football fields. Wow. All right, Holland Cook has some more information for us to think about with regard to what's at CES.
If there is a theme to this Consumer Electronics Show, it is disrupt or be disrupted. Example, Netflix, which has disrupted television business as usual. Co-founder Reed Hastings told us his company has 70 million users worldwide who watched whatever they chose, whenever they wanted, on whatever device, for 12 billion hours in the fourth quarter of 2015. We invented binge-watching, he says. Hastings calls Netflix a simple and revolutionary shift from corporate to consumer control. Disruption. General Motors CEO Mary Barra told us, "I have no doubt that our industry will change more in the next 10 years than it has in the last 50. Plenty of oohs and ahs when the 2017 Chevy Volt EV, as in electric vehicle, drove on stage. That electric Beamer I test drove here last year has a 100-mile range. This new Chevy goes 200. As you approach the car, it instantly syncs with your smartphone. Apple Play and Android Auto are built into the dashboard screen, bigger than an iPad Air. The rearview mirror is really a video screen displaying a wide-angle rear camera. Drive it off the lot for around $30,000 after government incentives." At
the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm Holland Cook from SurvivalSpeech.com for Good Day.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, Tim Cook, some other tech executives meeting at the White House today to try to figure out how to combat terror recruitment online. So there are reps coming from Facebook and Twitter and Apple and Google discussing the ways to counteract Daesh's propaganda on the web. What might be effective in that area, Kenny, do you think? How do you stop this stuff? Just pull the plug? And do they have enough control to be able to do that?
Oh, I think those guys have enough control.
Mm-hmm. Does there have to be a law, or can they? They're companies, even though they're all public companies. Can they just say, "Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. Why not?" Right?
Yeah, I don't think there would need to be a law because you're not talking about American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you pull the plug on some of these social media accounts and some of these other things that they're doing online, it makes it harder to track them.
Ah.
They disappear and they just pop up somewhere else.
Yeah, there's two theories going on here. I think there's the group that says, and this is me too, you know, block them so that they can't talk to each other. And then there's another group that says, let them talk so that we can actually monitor what they're saying. I just don't necessarily trust we do a great job of monitoring.
Could be. All right, Apple News, the stock is below $100. Shares of Apple, we're down $4 to $96.45. This is the first time it's been below $100 for more than a year. It still is the most valuable company, I think, in the world. Is it? I think Alibaba maybe be the more, but Apple is second. Lost 28% of its value since hitting its all-time high of $134 last April. So what the news media is playing is up to something wrong at Apple. I don't see anything wrong. It's just the market sort of adjusting to the way it sells and to what people are buying, isn't it? What's the big deal here? I'm asking that as a rhetorical question. That's it. Apple Music helps drive music streaming up 93% in the past year from the year before, with Apple Music platform being one of the big winners there. 59 past the hour. Good day.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.